Hey there, everyone. This is Joe, the host of Comic Book Rundown, and I want to come in here at the beginning of this episode to just give a quick announcement, just to let you guys know that the next three episodes that I will be releasing are a little bit longer than the normal, 15 to 20 minute episodes, because we are covering the MCU movies. So instead of doing three episodes this week and have them be super long, I'm going to release one episode per week, every Monday, and that way I'm not overloading everybody throughout the week. So I hope you guys can enjoy our discussions on the MCU as a whole. I mean, this one's going to be all phase one, but MCU as a whole. Let's get to the episode then. Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
Along with a few more friends. We have Ken.
Hello.
Brittany.
Hi.
Pete.
Hey.
Dakota.
Hey.
Emily.
Hey.
I guess that's a... Okay, thanks, everybody.
Did you put a hand on somebody's shoulder before you?
So we're all here today for a special, I guess we'd call a special event for the podcast. Special. We are talking the MCU movies. We're going to break them down by phases. So this episode is going to consist of phase one, which includes Iron Man, The Incredible Hulk, Iron Man 2, Thor, Captain America, The First Avenger, and Marvel's The Avengers. So, if you guys are ready, let's go ahead and get into it.
Sure.
Start out, first question. We'll go around the table. Ken, what was your favorite movie of the phase one?
Mine probably was The Avengers, because that was the first one where they really brought... My favorite was probably the Avengers, because that I really liked when they tied everything from the lead up, all the separate movies before it, into the one movie.
Okay. Brittany?
My favorite one was probably Iron Man, because I definitely have a place in my heart for Tony Stark, and I've followed that from the beginning.
It's the first one, so.
It's the first one, yeah. You will probably hear throughout the podcast me saying loving things about him, even though he is a total asshole.
But it works.
But it works.
It works for him.
It definitely works for him.
Pete.
I'd probably say it's a tie between Iron Man and Captain America.
Okay.
I think for me, just the energy that was in Iron Man made it so much like of an investment as somebody watching, but I really like the period aspect of how they were able to pull off the World War II stuff from Captain America, and it felt
real.
Yeah,
it worked out.
It didn't feel hokey at all. So,
all
right. Iron Man for me. I mean, it's just the start of everything, and I like his sarcasticness. Fit perfectly with my personality.
Shocker, right? Okay.
That's it.
Right.
Thanks. I'm going to have to go with The Avengers. Like we said before, it ties in everything, and it's got everybody in it. And like, if you really think about this, I mean, when did you ever have anything like that in one movie?
Technically
X-Men.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Okay, other than Who Framed Roger Rabbit, which covers what...
Disney and Warner Brothers.
Yeah. That's a joke. I'd like to give an honorable mention to The Incredible Hulk, because at least it wasn't the, what the hell? I don't even remember that shitty ass film that came out in like, what, 19?
The Hulk.
Hulk.
Yeah, Hulk.
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 Oh,
it's over there on the shelf.
That
was
funny.
That burned up in Jessica's house, and I don't think any of us even cared.
Oh, darn. Emily?
gonna go with Avengers just because it was technically the first one I ever saw. I went and watched everything before that afterwards. But I do have a very soft spot in my heart for Peggy Carter. So, you know, I love me some Captain America.
I really loved Iron Man. it started out the whole thing, like we said. I also really, really like Captain America. So my favorite movie actually probably is Captain America. Like you said, like Pete said.
The genre? The
period piece. Like, oh. It worked out really well for that. What about your least favorite movie of the group? Start back with Ken.
Probably Thor, just because I don't really remember. I know I've seen it.
That's fair.
It didn't stand out.
I haven't rewatched it, and it's at the level of I know I've seen it.
Okay.
You look familiar, Brittany.
I would go with The Incredible Hulk because I wanted it to be better than it was.
Technically, it still is better than it was.
I mean, it was better than Hulk, but it still wasn't great. Yeah, that's what I'll go
fair.
With.
That's fair.
It still isn't up to par, and it doesn't give it justice to this Hulk story.
And it kind of leaves you hanging at the end.
Well, that's only because they didn't want to follow Edward Norton. They didn't like that. They didn't like him. So that's why it dropped, and that's why it didn't get as much praise and as much notoriety that Mark Ruffalo did, which I definitely will say he did a good job as Hulk. So, Pete.
I would say my least favorite is The Incredible Hulk.
Okay.
I can pretty much watch through any of the old, like the originals, like Phase One, I watch through any of the videos, and but that one I turned it off like within the first hour.
Really?
Like it was just like I gotta be done.
Okay. Together.
Thor. I don't know. It just felt like it was slow the whole time. There was a lot of build up. I didn't really enjoy the action scene at the end. I'm like all that for this, and didn't really do much.
I wouldn't say it was lackluster, but it was anticlimactic.
Yes.
Like, you knew what was going to happen. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it plateaued. Ron?
You know, everybody's talked about The Incredible Hulk and Thor, but I'm going to go with Iron Man 2. Or wait, yeah, I think it's Iron Man 2. That's the one with...
It's in there?
Yeah, Iron Man 2's in there.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm pretty fucking sure. Okay.
Mickey Rourke?
Yeah. Okay, like...
I liked him as Whiplash. I thought that was...
No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead. No, but see, I didn't...
Whose podcast is this again?
Ours.
There you go.
But I don't know. There was something, like, with the whole Tony being poisoned thing, and then, like, the, you know, Whiplash,
Yeah.
And then, like, I don't know. I didn't like the feel of it, I guess. It was
too many
nice
plot points.
Yeah, and it just wasn't... I don't know. I didn't like it.
Well, I know
that I liked it, but I didn't like it as much as, you know.
I know the poisoning was supposed to be the, like, alluding to the alcoholism. Like, it was supposed to be, like, parallel to alcoholism.
If he had just been a drunk, I'd have been all for that because, you know, hey. Because
he is.
Yeah. Okay. Emily?
Well, just listening to you guys talk about Iron Man 2, I just realized I don't think I've ever seen it. I literally just, because none of the things you just described sound familiar. Oops. that one my least favorite.
Well,
to be determined. But
is that really fair, though?
Yeah.
Okay. And I rewatched all these before Endgame came out because I was trying to.
Nerd.
Yeah. Really? Really?
Dude, I haven't seen some of these movies for years.
Yeah. I will say before I rewatched them, Thor was my least favorite. Because I just didn't like... Don't get me wrong. I love Chris Hemsworth.
I bet you do.
Uh huh. Well, yeah.
Who doesn't?
Seen those apps?
Yeah.
Wait, which one?
Which version? Yeah.
No, tell them about your new cosplay idea.
In phase three, when we get to phase three, I will.
Oh.
If you don't do that, I might.
Yeah. Please do.
Honestly, Hulk is probably the weakest, in my opinion. Like, rewatching Thor in my rewatch. I appreciate it. It is, like we said, the final battle plateaus. It isn't the best. But Hulk leaves a lot of plot points open that just nothing comes about it. Because
they never came back to it.
Exactly. Like, I think the Thinker was supposed to be a big
I think in your character. 2020 hindsight of Thor, you've also had the phase 1, 2, and 3 to invest in his character more.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Where we've gotten to see how Chris played that character to come to enjoy it.
Yes.
That's then going back on a second rewatch, like on a second watch, Thor feels more familiar than when it originally came out.
That's true. Because
when it originally came out, I was kind of in the same boat as a lot of people.
I mean, I saw all these in theaters. And I walked out of the theater watching Thor. I'm like, this was okay. Like it.
Right.
But this is also knowing that this was leading into the Avengers film.
It was better than the dialogue in the comic books, though.
You guys know about that.
Oh,
yeah!
God, oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
Definitely better.
Yeah. Who was your favorite character of the entire phase one? Not just, I mean, main character. It could be any character. Like, I definitely liked War Machine. He has to be Don Cheadle's War Machine. I'm not saying I don't like what was the first guy?
Something Howard.
Terrence Howard.
Yeah.
Yep.
He was okay. I would have been excited to see him jump in the suit and fly off, but I don't know. I just like Don Cheadle.
I wasn't too keen on Don Cheadle when he first jumped in.
Okay.
But
only because it's an awkward transition.
It was an awkward switch.
Well, I mean, complete body difference, you know, shape difference, attitude difference, like.
Yeah,
there was such a huge difference between the two people playing it and the way they played the character, but Cheadle definitely came at you better once you got used to it.
Right, and once I was familiar with what he was doing with the character, mm-hmm. I was completely satisfied. I really wanted to see what Terrence, because I was like, oh, he's going to be War Machine.
He would have been great. I mean, especially when he looks at the suit, and he's like, next time, and walks off, like. I remember watching that scene, and I'm like, oh, just, but it's right there. Just hop in it. Just come on. So, Ken, yourself?
Personally? Serious? I know. Every time, I'd be the first. And every time, I'd be like, I had to say
that. Technically, you were the second one, because I went first.
You did. Okay.
Start doing it in the pattern of, you know, tightening down lug nuts.
Worked,
I actually got ready for this one early. I knew it was coming.
I'm going to cheap out. My favorite character would probably be Tony Stark.
Okay.
I don't know. I've liked his character, Iron Man, through all of these movies and beyond, so.
Now, do you like his character, or do you like how he plays off of other characters? Because, his dynamic with, like, Pepper and the dynamic with Happy.
Are very.
It's two different dynamics. I liked how he played against Happy, and then even with Rhodey. So,
mm-hmm.
Damn it! Okay. Moving on.
So I feel like this is a sorry, Gary.
Sorry.
Go ahead. I feel like this is a cop out with Ken sitting next to me and me going right after him. Gwyneth Paltrow as Pepper Potts, I think, is my favorite character. Seeing her, especially seeing her from phase one through phase three, and seeing the character growth, and watching her and Tony's romantic relationship develop, and seeing Tony, like, really fall in love and everything, too, and seeing his, like, human heart grow. I really loved all of that.
And
his robotic heart grow and shift and change throughout all the movies.
Yeah.
Girly part of me, definitely.
Pete?
This is a tough one.
Yeah.
I think one of the funnest characters to watch through all of Phase 1 was probably Samuel L. Jackson's character.
Okay.
For mm-hmm. me, just seeing him in, like, it wasn't something that was a main thing throughout Phase 1. It was just, like, popping in and out of the mm-hmm. movies. And it made this, like, mysterious, okay, what's going to happen next? And I enjoyed how they were using that character, Fury, to tease further things.
Yeah, I remember seeing Iron Man in theaters, and it was like we watched a movie and how excited we were. And then when that post-credits scene came on, it was just like, holy shit, holy shit, holy shit, that's Nick Fury, holy shit.
Yeah.
First time I saw the movie, because obviously now we live in a post-Marvel world where you have to stay for the end credits. No idea there was going to be end credits, so I got up.
And it's hard to think of a time before that.
There is. It's hard. Like, I actually had to go see it a second time. Well, I had to see that ending. I mean, and I saw it with, our friend Justin. Mm-hmm. Went with him and his son Zach. And I'm like, all right, there's a post-credit scene. We have to sit and watch it. I want to see what it is. I think I already heard what it was, but... And then it pops up, all 15 seconds of it. Oh, look, Nick Fury. I mean, pretty badass, pretty cool. Loved it.
See, that's why I don't go see him. I never go see a movie the opening weekend, because there's always somebody that can tell you what's going on, and then you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, it's usually me.
Exactly.
Dakota.
So we're just going off of Phase 1.
Just Phase 1, right now.
Black Widow. I mean, just from the edge. Scarlet's my dream girl. Just throwing that out there. And I mean, just from
red or blonde.
Red or blonde.
Well, it's only Phase 1.
Yeah, it's just Phase 1. Yeah. So
I mean, just from the moment she was on scene, she was handling her own against all the big dogs. And I mean,
well, she was writing a paper.
Oh, I thought it was with the Iron Man in the cage.
Yeah, she was signing.
He's talking about the first time you.
Oh, yeah.
First time you ever see.
But she handled that pencil like a pro.
Yeah. Pen. Professional.
There's a reason his name is actually online.
Yeah. Yep. Her Twitter handle. Rob.
You know, it's really tough to pick out one character, so I'm going to stall here for a minute. No, I'm just kidding.
You do that?
No.
Coulson.
Ah.
All right. Like, okay. I like Coulson's character.
Can I ask why?
Okay, especially like in Iron Man, he is snarky, but it's totally serious. And like, if you know you aren't listening to what he's saying, you wouldn't even catch on that he wasn't, you know, being totally professional with what he's saying. I like, I don't know. There's just something about. Actually, it might even be the actor. You know,
yes.
His name. Come on.
Yep. Hold on.
Crap.
Coulson.
There's a good follow on Instagram.
What? Anyways, but like I just there's something about him that I just enjoyed, and then like for the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. when you know he came back for that, which I guess we'll talk about that later. But
Clark Gregg.
Thank
there we go. Two first names.
He's not on any of the credits.
See, we all have phones. And you're looking at the back of DVD cases.
Hey, look. And the phone still won.
Whatever.
But I don't know. It was a small role in, like, everything, but he also popped up in everything.
He did. In Phase 1,
I mean,
yeah.
And he's where they got their name for the Avengers, so, in these movies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He is the one who gave him the name.
I mean, we'll go with that, yeah. Phase 1, yes.
That's what I said.
What?
I'm just waiting for you to actually.
I just...
No, let's hear
it. No, wait until Phase 3, then I'll actually. All right. Emily?
Loki.
Shocker.
Loki. Just Loki. Loki. Mm.
Why?
Loki.
I don't understand. What does that mean?
Loki. Loki.
I don't speak.
He's low-key.
But he's not.
Low-key.
I don't get it.
Oh, is that a sexual reference? No, you're reading a book. And it, oh, we're going to have such a fun discussion. Listeners, Ron is reading American Gods. And there's this... If you know, you know.
Okay.
And you know. And you know. We'll talk later. Loki.
Okay. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Done. How about least favorite? Honestly, for me, I'll go ahead and go first so you can time to think.
Yeah. Sure. No, I just thought of someone that I realized I wasn't even thinking of the right movie.
He's
the right thing.
A Marvel movie. No.
Why do you gotta get to Batman? Come on, man.
No, hold on. Time out.
Wait, which one? Have you seen my basement?
For me, I didn't really like Justin Hammer, Sam Rockwell's character in Iron Man 2.
How he played it?
Yes. Well,
because I like Sam Rockwell.
Or the
I think the character in general, because he was just a complete idiot and kind of a douchebag. I get why it was needed. He also looked like a complete douchebag when he was at the end of the film dancing when he was coming out on stage.
Wait, this is yet another movie where Sam Rockwell dances?
What's the other one?
Charlie's Angels.
He dances?
Oh yeah.
I haven't seen that movie in forever.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Why do I have Charlie's... It doesn't hold up.
I'm not surprised.
I just realized I'm more well-versed in the Charlie's Angels cinematic universe than I am
in the MCs.
That's enough.
Okay. Ken, how about you?
Didn't you say
He's frantically staring at the DVD covers like the answer is within them.
It might be. There's a plethora of ones to choose from the Hulk, so...
Yeah, that would be what was his name from the Hulk? The
General?
It was
the General, yeah.
Ross?
Was it Ross?
Yeah. Just...
You look like you need to say something, Pete.
Confirming, Ross is the same guy that was on later. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
I need clarification about that, too.
Because he's so, like, cheesy hokey in this one, that when he's, like, serious in the later movies...
You still see him as cheesy hokey.
I didn't think it was even the same character.
Yeah. Well, especially since at the end of Hulk, we see Tony Stark show up.
Right.
Talking to him. And then, I think the next time we see Ross is...
In a hologram?
Was it Civil War. Age of Ultron? Or was it Civil War?
Civil War.
Okay.
Because he's the one that was telling them.
The Sokovia Wars. Yeah. Or,
and then it also been such a long break, I didn't even realize it was him.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the Hulk, it didn't go anywhere for five or six movies. And I was just like, oh, there's this guy again. And I thought they got the same actor to play someone else.
That's fair.
We thought they had more budget than that.
That's fair. Brittany?
I'm going to do a cop-out. And say that the mass amount of people killed in all of these films is my major dislike.
Okay, that's your least favorite characters?
Least favorite characters because they're dead. Sadness, despair.
You know what the discouraging thing is that they don't acknowledge it at all.
And they really don't.
But then when DC does it, and then they're bitching about it.
Yes, I am.
We're not going to do this again.
Look, DC sucked. End of story. Okay.
Fuck you.
Whoa. No. Also. But yeah.
Okay. That's not really a cop-out. I mean, that's fair.
I mean, it's bothersome.
It's more of a gripe.
There wasn't any relatability to the characters because they died.
I can't relate to someone who's already dead. He doesn't have a life. I really don't have a life. I actually can't relate. How do you know?
I mean, I am sitting here in a basement doing podcasts.
Maybe somebody else
don't have a life.
I feel like that was a jab.
Pete? Do you have one?
I was just thinking through the different characters, and I forgot about General Ross from the first one, or from Hulk. I was going to say the bad guy from the Hulk.
What is that? Abomination?
Abomination.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And not so much Ross. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was Tim
Roth?
Roth. And not so much, like, the transformed character. Like, I thought that was a good battle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yes, his character beforehand just really, and maybe it was supposed to be this way, but it just rubbed me the wrong way where I was just like, I don't even want to watch this. Like, you're so,
very arrogant, very.
Yeah. And so I still come away with that's probably my least favorite part about that movie, that or Liv Tyler. But
that's a strong, yeah.
I also noticed that they didn't bring what's her character's name?
Betty
Ross in any other
No, no.
Marvel film.
You don't gone. Need them.
Would you like to know what happened?
No.
Fun fact.
Look, think about this. Let's just say that Bruce Banner, when he gets any kind of extra emotions built up, he turns into a big green thing, right? Okay, now, what's something they could have possibly been doing that would have brought up some extra emotion?
I think I saw that movie online.
Man of Steel, Woman of Tissue Paper. Have you ever read that?
No.
It's an actual short story.
Oh, God.
Like fan fiction?
No. Published by... now I have to look it up.
Okay. Well, while you look it up, Dakota, who's your least favorite character?
Ross, for sure.
Okay.
The moment I saw him on screen, I was like, this dude's a dick. And then it kind of just held the rest of the time. Didn't really change. Like, I really hate this old
especially
guy.
Especially in the other movies, yeah. Yeah.
Seems like the grumpy grandpa that nobody wants in the room.
No, that's just my uncle.
Don't mind
him.
Robert? I didn't like Bucky in Captain America. Like, his original, okay, because he was just boring.
Yeah.
Like, it was literally like,
oh,
hey.
You didn't
have
that alarm yet.
Hi. And that was pretty much.
Well, at least it wasn't the comic book version of Bucky.
That is true.
You
know,
that was that little boy. That's good. Like, Captain, show you how you can be his good partner.
Who's the last one I read Captain America with? Was that
possibly me? When he has the little kid running around with him? That
Rick Jones?
Yeah.
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 So is that, am I correct to assume that the Bucky Cap partnership there in the comic was a reflection of had Robin entered the scene in
Robin came
the
around
comics with
in
Batman
the
yet?
40s. I think it was 1940, Batman issue 2, if I'm correct. Could be.
I meant just to have him have a sidekick.
I was like, yes.
Everyone needs a young boy
yeah,
sidekick.
Robin.
Yes, yes.
So what you're saying is both Captain America and Batman were Catholic.
I had the title slightly wrong. It is Man of Steel, Woman of Kleenex. Was
fuck you,
okay.
I'm not the only one that does that.
It was an essay.
Yeah, but I asked him to do it. There's a difference.
It was an essay by Larry Niven.
Okay.
Oh, an essay.
So,
Larry Niven. He's so weird.
Published somewhere. I didn't get that deep.
That's fine. No, you're good.
You don't have to.
Yeah, you don't have to. It's fine. Robin, I believe, was the first sidekick that came about in the comics. And I believe Bucky was the second one.
Okay.
So,
and
that would track. That,
yeah.
Your qualm with the Bucky character was just, it didn't play how you wanted to see it?
No, actually, it was just, he literally had no character in the first movie.
Like, and then he disappeared.
Well, he was his friend.
Yeah.
He was his best friend, and then he had to go save him.
But no, like, I mean,
he was his best friend.
The character himself, like, I mean, literally, he came on stage, and he's just like, hi, girls.
He's just supposed to be, like, good-looking soldier boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's supposed to be just, I'm here to be really great and cool, and I can do everything that pre-serum Steve just none of
couldn't
that.
Do.
Right.
Can't do.
Yeah.
And then once he gets the serum, Bucky's just like, well, you don't need him anymore, because now Steve can do it.
Yeah.
So that's fair.
Himself off a train. No.
Yeah.
Good luck, Steve.
Emily, how about yourself?
Okay, I'm about to say something controversial. Please don't hate me.
Liked the dead people.
Did I say it quiet enough? Nobody heard me. Good. I don't like Iron Man.
It's okay.
I don't like Tony Stark.
You don't like the suit?
I don't. Which one?
The color scheme? I mean, gold and red. That's an exception.
Yeah. Guess what? He's an asshole.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just in all of the movies, and maybe I'm lumping too much of Phase 2 and Phase 3 into my overall opinion of him. I don't care about Iron Man. He's my least cared for character.
So when he bit it in the end, you were just like,
oh, we'll talk about
spoilers.
We'll talk about Endgame. I have non-emotions about that.
When we get to Phase 3, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's actually all I have for my questions. You guys have a
hand. I was just going to say an honorable mention for favorite characters, and it's such a small part, but I really like Tommy Lee Jones' character in Captain America. I felt like the military instructor.
Yeah.
His play with the Doctor and Peggy, like their little side conversations about what was going on really just helped support the whole thing in such a good way. And it's Tommy Lee Jones. Like, he's just a cool guy.
No, he's fine.
Can we do one more quick round of fave scene? Favorite scene? Yeah. Just the scene that, like, always sticks out in your mind.
You have one in mind? Go ahead.
The scene where Peggy Carter reaches out and just barely almost touches the glory that is Steve Rogers' pecs. And I still, to this day, all these years later, oh, think about that scene. Yeah. Who's next? Now so I'm thinking that of that. Thank you.
When Black Widow's in all that, you know, spandexy outfit.
You think about that scene a lot too?
Don't you? I mean, if we're talking about scenes that really suck, man.
Fair. We're going this way now.
Well, opportunity.
Hey, no, I'm not going to jump in. Yeah, just jump in whatever. It doesn't matter.
I appreciate when Loki gets smashed in Avengers. Puny human.
Puny god.
Easily the best. There's a lot of good ones. I think one of my favorite things in Iron Man was when he was eating the hamburger.
Yeah.
When he gets back and he just wants the hamburger and he's
like, I'm all out of hamburger. I'm sorry.
Apparently,
on the stage, one last hamburger.
On one of those YouTube channels that goes over like special information concerning the movies, the majority of the script for Iron Man was actually made up on the spot between Jon Favreau and Robert Downey Jr.
I can see that.
So any of the time that they were like just back and forth about things, it was all ad-libbed.
Nice. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Now it's back to me.
Back to you.
There are
a lot of scenes.
I think I had something for a second too.
And then it's gone. What about the falafel scene?
I really enjoy that falafel shwarma? Scene.
The shawarma. You're right.
Does anybody have to look up shawarma after that to know what the fuck it was?
Yeah.
It actually got people in my college town, in his college town, to go with me to go to shawarma and enjoy ethnic food with
me.
So it was actually really nice. So. Yeah, I have to appreciate that Avengers got people to go eat ethnic food with me.
Yes.
Okay, nice.
So, enjoyable.
Okay.
I don't think I went with you for that, because I don't remember that.
Nope, went with the boys.
Okay.
damn it!
Okay, so for all you who can't see, every time we just burst out laughing is because Brittany is showing us a koozie that says, I love cocks.
That's her answer for everything.
It's I heart cocks.
Well, yeah. Whatever.
Just saying.
Yeah, I'm actually get it right.
It's an emoji.
Yeah.
Fair. That's fair. I emoji cocks.
I emoji cocks.
Well, that'd be the eggplant, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I emoji eggplant.
I'm going to steal one here because there were no...
Scarlet.
I knew it!
No, because I don't want to get punched. No, the...
Dude, she just told everybody she was Cox. Come on.
Equal opportunity here? Was it with Captain America?
No, when... I remember when Thor just grabs Loki in the puny god scene. It was just like... Just... Boop, boop.
That was the Hulk.
No, Hulk. Yeah. I was picturing the Hulk. I don't know why I said.
The girl's favorite scene was when Thor grabbed Thor. Loki and said, puny god. No, wait.
That's another
yeah,
scene.
When the Hulk just takes him and just starts ragdolling him against the floor. When he's been just this recurring villain all the way through who pops in and out, it seems. And then it's just like, and he just got pancaked.
Yeah.
That's the scene, first time I saw Avengers, when that happened, everybody's just bursting out laughing, and I heard...
You couldn't hear what he said.
I heard Hulk say something, but I didn't know what it was, because everybody's laughing. So on the second viewing, I figured it out, obviously.
Well, then my favorite part of it is at the end where he's like deep breathing, like...
That's the majesty of Paul Wilson.
How about just any scene where the Hulk like just arbitrarily beats the hell, like when him and Thor beating the hell out of everybody in the subway station, then Thor's like, hey, good job, and he's like, bam. Or
But never mind, that's later on, never mind.
Yep. Yeah, save that.
Save that. Save that one.
Yep.
Mine, I lost it. What was it? Oh, honestly, mine was first Iron Man, when Tony Stark puts on the suit. Like, it's just the beginning of it all. It starts off this whole universe that obviously grants us to be here
today.
Today.
All,
yeah.
All hail the Marvel.
DC's still better.
This is
really That's not true.
Smells like bullshit in here now.
Yeah, sorry. Let's see, what else?
I've heard
what
their
else?
Cartoons are pretty good, though.
They actually are.
Yeah.
Wrapping up the episode.
Well, I'm trying to think, is there any other questions? Any other thoughts on the phase one as a whole that you guys want to put out there?
I feel like for them just getting their sea legs into this whole idea of what the superhero universe could be, Marvel was still, like, right on track.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even in phase one, even before Joss Whedon came on to do Avengers stuff, they were still trying to figure out, like, what was going on. And, okay, we know this formula is going to work and how it might be bankable, but what do we want to do with it?
Mm-hmm.
And
make lots of money.
Well, like, but I mean, like, where do we want to go story-wise to make it be a continual thing for us?
Mm-hmm.
It the movies all still fall very well and are each, in their own way, done very well.
Okay.
They made movies that... They were very focused on standalone movies other than Iron Man. You really didn't have any sequels in there up until all of a sudden all these unrelated movies other than the odd teaser
right.
all came together in Avengers.
Right. Well, even my least favorite of the bunch, The Incredible Hulk,
mm-hmm.
was done to a certain par that it might not hold up as well now, but back then it was still a fun
yes.
outing to go watch.
Yes. And it's to add on to your point, it was pretty obvious that they wanted to get these movies out there and they had a general idea of where it was heading. Obviously this one leading into Avengers. But they didn't know the overall
arch.
Right. Like, I think as soon as Avengers happened and they saw what could be done, then they started aiming it in a direction. Because we have an idea of a big bad. And then at the very end of Avengers, we see Thanos for the first time.
And so, I just saw a thing that was talking about Joss Whedon when he wrote that, was
mm-hmm.
saying that he put Thanos in there not because of a future development, but because he liked that character as a bad guy. And he put it in because of the statement, like their line... To go against the humans would be to court death.
Yes.
Goes directly in the comic vein of
yeah.
Thanos was in love with death.
Yes.
And so that was the extent of Joss Whedon's thought process on that, was those two things there. And then the further direction after that was, okay, we're going to make Thanos be the big bad driving force above all of this.
And we'll see in, you know, obviously in phase two and three, how well that worked. Anybody else have any closing thoughts on the phase one? Nope.
It okay. was good.
Well done.
They do good job.
Yay!
All right. I guess that's the end of this episode then.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more MCU discussions.